Hey guys, welcome back to Dance Fever, episode 414 of the show. I'm one of your hosts, Eddie Lee.
I'm the other Terry Ann. Sorry, I was singing Dance Fever.
Everything dance related, well no, that's not even fair to say. The shows that we have watched from the 7th through the 12th of this month so far, including five episodes of It Takes Two, are what we have on tap for this evening. Roller Jam, episode 5 of season 1. Strictly Come Dancing, episodes 14 and 15 of the current series, 22. And Dancing with the Stars, episode 8 of season 33, or episode 500. Strictly had to have passed that a long time ago, and they never made a big deal about it. I guess they don't over in England. I don't know how they do.
They might not have, because Dance with the Stars was on a couple of times a year, but for several years, and Strictly is not that old. The show that preceded Strictly is older.
22 series, which is 22 years, of anywhere from between 20 and 25 episodes a series.
If you count Christmas.
No. Okay. That's before counting Christmas, because that's a different show.
And that's counting the vote-off show as a separate show.
Yes.
Okay.
Two episodes a week is the dance and the vote-off as part of
and
that.
And see, Dancing with the Stars and does theirs together, so.
Yeah, there's like I say, there's 20 to 25 episodes per season, although 20 would be 440. 25 would be, what, 550. So they're somewhere between 450 and 550 as far as number of episodes. All right, did you guys get that math? There'll be a test later at the end of the week.
I've already forgotten.
So, okay. Roller Jam up first, episode 5, the semifinals. Hosted by Jordan Sparks, judged by Johnny Weir, Terrell Ferguson, and this week's guest judge gives away the decade that they're spinning, or at least the decade that Ari Spins is spinning. The guest judge is Debbie Gibson, and that means what decade, folks?
80s! The best decade ever!
Here we go. Four crews left. All four of them come out and do their little cruise skate at the beginning of the show to Pump Up the Jam by Technotronic. I have enjoyed that music is such a big part of this
show.
Well,
it has to be.
But it's not necessarily made to be a big part of Strictly or Dancing with the Stars.
Sure it is. They talk about the band leaders all the time.
Well, but anyways, I enjoyed it. All right, first out. Bad Boy Skate Crew, Skating 2. Bobby Brown's Every Little Step. What'd you think? Any thoughts?
I liked it. I didn't like it as much as everybody else liked it. I thought it was a little too simple. It was very, very much low-key movements in unison. And I understand that's difficult to do. But I didn't think that there was quite enough tricks in it.
So you weren't wowed?
I wasn't wowed.
Is what it is.
I was impressed. Right. I'm always impressed. People say, I can't even stand up on skates. The little dude finally just said, can I just take you over to the side and sit you down? Because he had to pick me up so many times.
Sorry about that, guys, if that came through.
That's okay.
With all kinds of goober.
But the one time I went skating, the little dude had to pick me up so many times, he was like, can I just take you over there? We'll sit down for a while. And I'm like, sure. Because
who
was that? I was so
who
mad.
You were with?
No, the dude that worked the floor
for
the rolling rink.
Okay.
That finally was like, I've had enough of this girl.
I've been on skates just once in my life.
Me too.
I have been multiple times for other things, birthday parties, wrestling shows, what have you. But yes, wrestling shows. You heard that right. Don't judge me.
Or me.
Or Harsh My Mellow.
Or mine.
Next up, House of Skate. Skating 2, Rod, Bass, and Easy Rock's It Takes Two to Make a Thing Go Right.
I like that song.
What'd you think of their performance?
They are my least favorite. And I think it's because they have one really weak link and one kinda. The other crews, I think that all of them are as equally strong within the crew.
Mm-hmm.
This crew, I do not think that.
They're
not evenly matched in their skill and their abilities. And so I always kind of end up looking at him because I'm waiting to see him not be as good, and he's always not as good, and I hate that. I want to enjoy the whole thing, but I can't because I've already noticed him, and to me, he's noticeable because of that. Maybe he's noticeably weaker than all the others, and I don't think their unison in their commitment to the moves is quite as good as everybody else's unison commitment to the moves.
Right.
They're all doing the same moves, but they're all doing them in different ferocity.
Intensities, yeah. Yeah, I get that. Stepping back a minute, Bad Boy Skate Crew at the beginning of the show was my favorite to win.
At the beginning, not of this show that we're talking about.
No, the favorite of the series.
Of the series.
Yes. That has now changed.
Yes.
It was kind of changed after last episode, but after this episode, it's definitely changed. Third out, Skate Gravity, skating to Billy Idol's Monet Monet.
And one short.
Yeah, Junior, their strongman, was hurt.
Was hurt.
He broke his muscle.
Yes.
Right.
So it was two girls and a guy, and they brought in one of their Cirque du Soleil trick hoops so they could do something with it. I didn't think they did enough with it either. I mean, they did do more than just the end thing. They did pick it up and
they
use it as a
through it
as a spin.
And over it and jump.
But I too didn't think it was. I was waiting for it to go rolling across the floor and somebody to jump through it, because I've seen that on artistic gymnasts.
I want the thing where they are inside it and rolling it.
Yeah, we've seen that too.
I was hoping somebody
would do stuff
like that.
Where the guy's inside it and he rolls around the floor and doing a dance. We've seen that on another dance
show.
Whatever
that art is called.
But that's not what they did, so that's okay. But I thought they did really well. The one hover skate that girl did, her head was almost on the floor.
I want to say that's called a coffin skate, but
I
always
heard it called
a
hover skate because you're hovering.
Skate. Oh, okay.
But I don't know. I'm new to the skate world.
And it was the little girl,
the
long, thin performer, but the shorter of the two girls. Yeah, she.
I thought they did really well for having to do just three and not four and redo their whole dynamic and how they do things.
If you hadn't seen previously, there was nothing to give away that they were a person short, I thought.
Right.
You really couldn't tell anything. So that was cool. And final, the fourth group out, and my current favorite to win
My
it all
favorite from the beginning.
Is On a Roll, and they skated to Run DMC's It's Tricky. And Johnny Weir, you were wrong. Just in case you listened to this.
He won't say he's wrong, he said, but he was wrong.
He was wrong.
Yeah.
He was giving them grief for doing the obvious 80s Run DMC. I'm like, well, no. It is so obvious, somebody has to do it.
Somebody has to do it.
Just like a lot of the moves that they did. The Running Man, Moonwalks. I mean, all of these things that made
hip-hop stuff.
Dancing in the 80s the 80s. Mm-hmm. Somebody is obligated to do that because it's the 80s.
And unfortunately, one of their members hurt himself and was taken off with a pain level of 7 out of 10 to the hospital.
Yeah, doing some Beat Boy moves on skates. He may have injured something, his neck, shoulder, maybe something. Not sure what it was. So, they had time now, this episode, for more vignettes, both before and after the performances of each of these crews. And I like that because it's giving you a little bit more insight into the groups, insight into individuals that are speaking for the vignettes. So I enjoy that part of it. They had all four come out again and announce the scores. Honor Roll was high score with an 89. The scores ranged from 85 to 89. So, I mean, there was barely enough spread to fit everybody in, basically, without duplicating the scores. But Honor Roll was top with an 89. They then said that Bad Boy Skate Crew with an 88. And these are the two that we've enjoyed watching the most.
Mm-hmm.
Although it was Honor Roll that was in the Elimiskate 2 episodes ago. Mm-hmm. So, they came close to losing it.
Yep.
And then the bottom two were House of Skate at 85 and Skate Gravity at 87. So those two crews go into the Elimiskate. They give them a couple minutes to decide who is going to go for House of Skate. It's the same dude that they have used every time that they have been in Elimiskate, which this is the third time, I believe. Definitely the second.
I think it's the third time.
And Skate Gravity, they picked the dude as opposed to either one of the girls. I don't know. They said that he was the best Freeske, whatever. So I'm like, well, okay. Would have been interesting to see one of the girls because since the crew from California left with the three girls have we seen a girl in the Olympuscape. It's always been the guys. So they skated and drama went. You could hear the drum roll and everything. Went over to the judges and they conferred and talked and everything. And they came back and Johnny Weir announced that nobody was going home because he and Terrell, although Debbie Gibson was there, but she wouldn't necessarily know. But Johnny and Terrell decided to use the judges' save and save whomever. They didn't say who it would have been. So going into the finals next week and the final episode of the show that is going to be guest-hosted at the very least, not guest-hosted, guest-judged at the very least by Joanna Gaines, co-producer of the entire show, along with Johnny and Terrell Ferguson. I'm a little disappointed in that. I'm not sure about her cred to judge something like this. I mean, we know she can cook and she can bake and she can run a bakery and she knows how to design and she know all of these other things. I don't know that roller skating judging is her forte. I think that's kind of her abusing the fact that she's a producer. I don't agree with that at all.
Okay.
At all. And so there we go. One more episode. I don't think, well, unless it's the decade of the 2010s or the 50s.
Yeah.
They've gotten all of them, that all of these people possibly could have been alive. So it's going to be a decade that either was too young or they were not born yet. I don't know. Terrell in the 50s? No, he... Mm-mm. He may have just been born in the 50s, but he didn't.
He is not older than me.
He didn't live through 50, 70. He'd have to be
in his... I was born in 61 and I'm 63.
He'd have to be in his mid-70s.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, no. No, he wasn't. So nobody was alive in the 50s.
No.
And nobody was old enough in the 2010s of this group to... Yeah. So I don't know what they're going to do for music. Break format, I guess, is what they're going to... I don't know.
Doesn't matter.
All right, so where are we going next?
Dancing with the Stars.
Dancing with the Stars.
Dancing
episode
with the Stars.
Episode 500.
Episode 500 of the whole series. They do two dances. They have to remake a dance of one of the winning couples from a previous season. They have to reinterpret it. Same dance style, same music, but they don't have to do the exact same moves, of course. And then they have the instant dance where they have 5 minutes. They have picked a dance style that they don't know what they've picked by pulling a ball out of a hat. And they are told, standing there in their robes, here is your dance style. And they show them picking their dance style. And then they say, and here is your music. They give them a cassette tape player and tell them to go pick an outfit and go back behind the screens and put on your clothes and come out here. And you have 5 minutes to figure out what you're going to do. And the choices of dances was one that they had done before. Any that they had done before was thrown into the hat, into the ball, into the hat with balls, and they've got to pick out one of the ones that they've done before.
Yeah, and it was a blind pick. They don't know.
They don't know until that
until it's revealed
until
to
it's revealed to them that evening. They just know they picked something, and they knew that it was one of the ones they've done before. So they went ahead and practiced all of them.
I think even it was one of their first 4 weeks. I think
They
were even able to narrow it down. So yeah, they were able to brush up on, they knew what those had been. But still, I mean, you've got a main dance that you've rehearsed all week for. How much really could you brush up on 4 weeks of dance? Yeah,
right.
That's...
So we had our group number, which was choreographed by Daniela and Pasha, my favorite couple.
They do a really excellent
good job.
Yes, choreographing groups like that.
And they had all of our pros and troupe. And Sharna Burgess came and danced also. And Derek and Julianne danced because they were all winners of a season at one time or another. And I think that's all I had to say about that. It was very good.
We had another or two or three former pros in the
audience.
Oh,
there were more former pros in the audience. Anna Trubetskaya was in the audience. And
she's the only pro I remember seeing.
There were a couple of others there. Then there were former winners because Christy Yamaguchi was there. And we looked her up. Z. Ginger Z was there.
Yeah.
Mark Ballas was there because he was helping Steven with his dance.
Right. But we didn't see him in the regular
audience,
show.
But I don't know whether or not we just didn't see him. But because I wasn't watching the screen 100% of the time, totally focusing on every face that they showed. But I did notice that they showed some different people. So I'm like, well, there must be a lot of them there. And then we had first a couple out to do their reinterpretation dance was Joey and Jenna doing a contemporary.
And they remade Riker, Lynch, and Allison Holker's contemporary dance to Hozier's work song from season 20.
And I thought it was pretty. They got 9s from us. Both of us gave them a 9. And they got a 9, a 10, and a 9. Derek really, really loved it.
From the paid judges.
Yes, from the paid judges. And then Danny and Whitney came out and did a quick step.
Dancing, remaking Helio Castroneves and Julianne Hough's quick step to Royal Crown Review's Hey Pachuco.
Hey Pachuco.
From season 5.
And they got straight out 9s.
A very long time ago.
Everybody gave them 9s. Yeah, Julianne looked like a baby in that package they showed.
Very long time ago.
Yeah. And then Dwight and Daniela came out and did an Argentine tango.
Remaking Sharna Burgess and James Hinchcliffe's Argentine tango to Gotan Project's Santa Maria.
And she was so clever. She used a platform in the middle of the floor to make a difference in the height between her and him. So that she said, I could actually look him in the eye and dance tonight.
They danced eye to eye.
And then he took her off of the platform in a lot of the Argentine tango hold moves. And it just worked out really well. I really liked it. They got 3/8 and 2/9. Stephen and Riley did a Viennese waltz.
Remaking Charlie D'Amelio and Mark Ballas's Viennese waltz to Joji's Glimpse of Us from season 31.
And that is why Mark went in to help Stephen.
Yes.
And they got 9s from us, a 10 from Carrion and Derek, and a 9 from Bruno. And then Chandler and Brandon did an Argentine tango.
Remaking Derek Huff and Kelly Pickler's Argentine tango from season 16, dancing to Apparat's Para Ti.
And we both gave them 9s. They got a 10 from everybody else.
Three, 10,
And Derek said he actually liked their dance better than his dance, but I don't believe that.
Go ahead, Derek.
I don't believe that.
I'm sure he would have rather danced it than to sit there and judge it.
Ilona and Alan were our last couple doing the reinterpretation dance, doing a quick step.
Reinterpreting Jordan Fisher and Lindsay Arnold's season 25 quick step to Pharrell Williams' Chuck Berry.
And I really, really liked it. They got 9s from us, a 10 from Gary Ann because she's trying to make up for last week, and 9s from Derek and Bruna. And then we went into the quick dance. She's going to get her own treats. I'm sorry. My cat is over here digging into the treat bag trying to get her own treats. So next up is the fast dance where they have 5 minutes after they find out what kind of dance that they're going to do and they get their music to go put some clothes on. This 5 minutes is putting the clothes on and listening to the music and working out some kind of dance. Now, you could watch them working out the dance, not putting on the clothes. That would be creepy. But you could watch them working out the dance while we were watching commercials. You could go to TikTok and actually watch them work out the dance
the
whole time.
Well, we did see them kind of get dressed. I mean, they were behind a blind.
Yeah. But still, they said you could go to TikTok and watch the whole thing instead of watching the commercials.
The whole 5 minutes that they had to do everything was live on TikTok Tuesday night as we record this.
So Joey and Jenna picked their rumba, although that's not what they wanted, but that's what they got.
Right. Dancing to Billie Eilish's Birds of a Feather.
And they got 2/8 from us and 9s from everybody else. They were the first ones out, and I thought they did a really good job. Mm-hmm. And then Danny and Whitney got the jive.
Dancing to Little Richard's Good Golly Miss Molly.
And they got all 8s. Everybody gave them an 8.
Yeah. Fair.
Yep. Sorry. Dwight and Daniela did a Paso Doble.
Dancing to Panic at the Disco's Victorious.
We gave them 8s. Carrie Ann gave them an 8. And the boys gave them 7s. And I didn't think that was fair. I thought for the concept of the dance that he did a really good job. They were talking about shaping. It's hard for him to shape when he's bending over 10 feet to reach down to Daniela. And especially if you don't get to practice Yes, her telling you, stand up, stand up, stand up.
That's to me, that's the big thing. Holding them accountable for a specific, when it's like, yeah, they did dance it, but they danced it 5 weeks ago, mm-hmm. and you gave them 5 minutes to brush mm-hmm. up on it. I mean, mm-hmm. yeah.
And then Stephen and Riley did their jive, which they wanted.
Yes, dancing to Olivia Rodrigo's Love is Embarrassing.
They got nines from us, a nine from Carrie Ann, and eights from the boys. Chandler and Brandon got their cha-cha-cha, which is what they wanted.
Dancing to Apple by Charlie, is it? I wonder if it's XCX or
it
if
is.
That's an actual...
That's how they said it, XCS.
Okay, it's XX.
CX is how they said it. And Brandon didn't know the song whatsoever, and Chandler's like looking at him like, where you been, under a rock? He's like, I'm 30.
He just turned 30, and he said his TikTok game is not what it used to be.
Got an 8 from you, got a 9 from me, and 10s from everybody else. Apparently you weren't so taken.
No, I didn't like it.
And then Alona and Alan did their salsa.
I don't feel that fierceness that Carrie Ann seems to believe that she portrays. She doesn't emit it to me.
Okay.
So
that's fair enough.
You know.
It's fair enough.
Quick step, or a salsa to Freaky Nasty by, or Doing Da Dip.
Doing Da Dip.
Da Dip.
Uh-huh.
Da Dip. Da Dip. Yeah.
They got all eights. And I think if the little lift hat flub hadn't happened, which he didn't drop her, but man, he came close. He came close.
I believe they were underscored. I believe Chandler was overscored.
Well, you gave both an 8.
By the others.
Oh, okay. So that made our leaderboard 55 for, I'm sorry, I'm trying to move my hat, cat. Joey and Jenna. No, 60 for Chandler and Brandon, 55 for Joey and Jenna, 54 for Stephen and Riley, 52 for Iona and Alan, and did I move out somebody? 51 for Danny and Whitney, I'm sorry. And then Dwight and Daniela at the bottom for 48. So we have Dwight and Danny in the bottom. In the bottom.
That's fair.
I think Danny dances really well. But anyway, but we're getting down to the nitty gritty.
Well, I mean, all of them. I will say, Chandler is a very strong dancer. Mm-hmm. Yes. Dwight is the weakest of the dancers left. So that leaves Joey, Danny, Stephen, and Ilona. I don't know that I can really separate too much the four of them. Maybe Joey would be a little bit lower than the other three by like
really
a couple tenths of a point, maybe.
Joey's just not hitting it with you.
No, and unfortunately, because I probably am not fair about it, but I like Ilona.
I know.
I really do.
She is not the best dancer, though. If you go danceability, she is not the best of the four.
Probably Stephen and Danny both would be better dancers than she mm-hmm. is. With Joey, maybe her and Joey would be at that level, and then Danny and Stephen, and then Chandler.
See, I think Joey's actually the better dancer.
Okay.
But he's not got my attention like some of the others. Technically, I think he's a better dancer, but I just like the attitude, the ambiance, the feeling I get, whatever you want to call it, of some others.
Right.
Okay, so we have Safe. Ilona and Alan were named first.
Cool.
Stephen and Riley. Danny and Whitney, which left on the floor Chandler and Brandon, Joey and Jenna, and Dwight and Danielle. And of course, those are not necessarily the bottom three, but one of them is the bottom one.
Is the bottom, yeah.
And we said goodbye to Dwight and Daniela, which was only right. Yeah, he is of the if you're gonna technical dancer
of what's left.
He is the lowest of the technical dancing.
Right. Yeah. There's a part of me that would have thought it was really cool to see them in the final, but there are still too many people left mm-hmm. for that realistically to happen. So. And as far as next week, the only thing that we know is that all the teams. 2, 4, 5 teams that are left will each be doing one unlearned ballroom and one unlearned Latin.
Wee-hee.
So.
That's turning up the heat.
Two
unlearned dances in 1 week. That's turning up the heat.
Yep. And they've done 6 weeks. This was a remake. So they've done 6 weeks and there's 10 dances. So I guess either, I guess they could still have two ballroom and two Latin that they haven't done if they have evened them out.
Oh, they only need one.
On the styles. Yeah, I guess I'm just surprised that there is one of each left that they haven't done yet.
Okay, well, are we moving on to Strictly?
We are moving on to Strictly.
With Tess and Claudia as our judges.
We're moving on up.
Craig, Motsi, Shirley, and Anton as our...
To the top.
As our judges. Tess and Claudia are our hostesses, sorry.
To a deluxe apartment.
In the sky, yes. First out is Tasha and Aliaj doing a quick step.
Dancing to Mariah Carey's Fantasy.
You gave him an 8. I gave him a 9. I really liked it. Craig gave him an 8, but that's Craig, and so is it being Eddie Lee. That's okay. And then they got 2 10s and a 9.
Was there any theme this week or anything?
No.
There wasn't, was there?
No.
Okay.
Shane and Nancy did a rumba.
Dancing to Cyndi Lauper's Time After Time.
You gave him a 7. I gave him an 8. Craig gave him a 7. Motsi gave him an 8. Shirley gave him a 7. And Anton gave him an 8. So 7, 8, 7, 8, 7, 8. Sarah and Vito did the American Smooth.
Dancing to Proud by Heather Small.
And we gave her 9s because we really liked it. She got 8s and a 9 from everybody else. And then Pete and Jovita did a couple's choice dedicated to his nan, his grandma.
Dancing to the Nicotine Dolls, The Best.
And you gave him a 9. He had all the feels. I gave him an 8. And then he got an 8 from Craig, a 9, a 10, and a 9.
Shirley liked it.
Yes, she had all the feels. JB and Lauren did a samba.
You talk about Amy.
I will in a minute.
Oh, okay. Dancing to Sergio Mendez's Masquerada.
And they got all 9s except for Anton, who gave them a 10. And it was the best dance of the night, I thought. Mm-hmm. And we found out that Amy is out for the rest of the season and is hoping to come back towards the end of the season and dance in the troupe. She's not going to try to take her partner back. She said she would love to come back, though, towards the end and dance in the troupe, if possible. Jamie and Michelle did an Argentine tango.
Dancing to the Arctic Monkeys, Do I Want to Know?
And we gave them 8s, and then they got a 7, 8, 7, 8. And I was so disappointed, because I really thought Jamie was going to pull this off.
Mm.
And it just wasn't what it needed to be. Mm. I thought he could do it, and he didn't. And then Wynn and Katya came out and did an American Smooth.
To Mika's Grace Kelly.
And you loved his outfit.
Yes,
jacket,
I won his jacket.
Tails. We gave him 8s. He got a 7, an 8, an 8, and a 9. Montel and Johannes did a Paso Doble.
This was the best dance of the night.
Okay.
Dancing to the Shapeshifters' Lola's Theme.
And they got all 9s. Everybody gave him a 9. Couldn't get a 10 out of anybody. And then Chris and Diane ended our evening with a couple's choice.
Dancing to John Lennon's Instant Karma.
And you gave him an 8. I gave him a 9. And then they got a 7, 8, 9, and 9 from everyone else. And there was maybe a 30 second of darkness.
Oh, yeah.
During the dance. That we saw what he can see.
Near the end, right before the last lift, yeah. Actually.
And it was very, I thought it was good. I liked it.
It was like,
and then you
total darkness. Yeah. I mean, every light in the room got shut off.
And you told me this evening, actually, that Diane was sick at the time and didn't know if she was going to be able to dance it.
Yeah, yeah. She, they apparently had blocked and everything. And right after that, she took sick and was questioning that she was going to be able to come back and do the live broadcast. But she went off somewhere and just, you know, did inner zen or whatever and recovered enough that she was able to perform it. But those people in the know around her were in doubt as to whether or not she would be able to come back and finish the evening.
So then we go to the vote-off show where we have Michael Ball and Alfie Beau doing our musical interlude later.
I was not impressed.
Okay. And we have Lizzie Goff, who is the choreographer for the Veterans Day dance that we normally have. And you go ahead and say that again.
I was not impressed.
Because that's what you said the night that we watched it.
Yeah.
And then we have our rehab.
I'm not quite sure I understood everything that they did.
Okay.
Is probably why.
We had our rehash of everybody's dance, and then we brought them all out, and we said safe, where Jamie and Michelle, P Pete and Yuita, Montel and Johannes, and Chris and Diane. And then the dance-off is Wynn and Katja.
Yeah. That's,
and I'm okay with that. Yeah. We've gotten them narrowed down now to where at any given night, somebody could have a really good night and somebody could have a bad night.
Anybody at this point, it's like, oh.
Yeah.
But, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. So, what, 5 people still have to go?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And then we have the dance debrief where they talk about some of the couples. And we have the musical interlude where they sing. And then we have our safe is Tasha and Aliaz and JB and Lauren and Sarah and Vito. And Shane and Nancy are once again in the bottom two. And unfortunately, after they danced, we have Craig voting for Shane and Nancy and Motsi voting for Shane and Nancy.
And this is to save.
To save. And then Anton says, no, Wynn and Katja. And I think he does that because he wants Shirley to have to pick who stays. I really do. And Shirley said, well, I'm going to save Wynn and Katja then. So we said goodbye to Shane. And we were really sad because he had already said in his piece before that the only thing he really wanted out of this show was to get to Blackpool to dance for his mom on the Blackpool floor.
Apparently that's as far, really, as she can travel. They must live nearby Blackpool, if not in Blackpool. And she did make practice once, but her health doesn't allow her to make the performances, so she hadn't seen it live, and he wanted to go to Blackpool. And, whatever, he hadn't really said that until this episode. It had not come out, or
whatever. I still don't think Wynn would have thrown it. I'm sorry.
I know
you said you would have thrown it.
I think I would have.
In Wynn's place.
Especially if I knew that he wanted that. I think I would have missed a step or two in my routine.
Well, according to the judges, they both missed a step or two. I didn't really notice it, but,
that's just...
We have a soft spot for mommies.
Well, you know,
Okay, so you want to know anything about next week?
Next week, it looks like Chris and Diane will be doing an American Smooth. Jamie and Michelle, a jive. JB and Lauren, a quick step. Montel and Johannes, a salsa. Pete and Yuita, a cha-cha-cha. Sarah and Vito, a couple's choice. Tasha and Aliaz, a pasodoble. And Wynn and Katja, a Charleston. And all of that is courtesy of It Takes Two.
Cool.
They've started, which they didn't used to do. Used to, it would come out day by day. But now they have this announcement that is DJ'd by the resident DJ of the show. And she announces both the song and
the dance
that they're going to be doing. And so, let's see. Everything is still maintaining as far as the ratings. The competition show is the top watched show in or on the BBC on the night that it's on, and the vote off show is the second most watched show, and it's consistent week over week. So competition shows, and even, you know, that first and second show, there wasn't a vote off in between. The two competition shows back to back most watched show. So
it's a thing.
Everybody tunes into that. And I guess they're just like, well, I'll just look in the paper or whatever to find out who went home.
Yeah.
I guess they don't, because there's not really.
There must be something really big on that same night that pulls them.
Yeah, I guess that would be Sunday night over there. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know their series
if
either.
If it's a news show or
but
what.
But apparently
what
something
is.
Pulls them.
Yeah. But yeah, it's consistent. 1-2, 1-2. All right, guys. I think that's everything for us this week. If you want to get in touch, you can go to deliberatenoise.com/dancefever, the website, and leave comments there. dancefever@gmail.com is the email address. Dance Fever is on Twitter, and it is one word if you're looking to twit. And if you happen to be on Blue Sky, or you are actually on Blue Sky, and you want to, what do they call it, skeet?
I think
instead of tweet on Twitter, I think you skeet on.
I'd rather scat.
On
you.
Blue Sky, look for Teal Productions. Teal, as in the color.
T E A L.
And you'll be able to
leave
comments.
Fever. F E V R E. What else can I spell for you?
I don't know.
Good night. G-O-O-D-N-I-G-H-T.
Anti-disestablishmentarianism?
No, thank you.
No. Or whatever the medical condition is that's even longer than that word.
Schizophrenia?
No, there's a big long
one. Oh, okay. I don't know.
So, all right, guys. So, next week.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
That one. Next week, we have the final of Roller Jam. We have the semifinals for Dancing with the Stars.
Mm-hmm.
And we have just another week show for Strictly Come Dancing. They're going until 2 weeks before Christmas,
yeah.
I think, ultimately. So that's what we'll talk at you about next week. See you then.
Bye.